Hey, very good morning to you. It is Saturday morning, the 14th of November, 2020. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. Psalm 34 and verse 18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Contrite means feeling or expressing remorse. Jesus is always close to those of us who have a broken heart or who are feeling crushed. How are you feeling today? God is found right there where your heart is broken. Remember, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. All his disciples forsook him and fled, all of them. And he was actually sweating great drops of blood. He was so stressed out because he knew what was coming. He understands when you are feeling downhearted, brokenhearted, and crushed. Many years ago, I was having a healing service, and they wheeled in a wheelchair a young lady, a very excellent sportswoman, who had fallen off the balcony of a building and broken her back. She was paralyzed. The specialist, two of them, said she will never, ever walk again. We prayed for her at that service. Of course, many people all over the world were praying for her. And she actually stood up from the wheelchair, but she could not walk. And I asked her a couple of questions. I said, do you believe that Jesus will heal you? She said, yes. I said, do you believe that one day you will walk down the aisle with your dad on your wedding day? She said, yes. And then I asked her this question. Do you believe that I can run the Comrades Marathon? She said, yes. Now remember, I'm not a runner. I'm a 4x4. I was 58 years old. I'd never run before. The Comrades Marathon is the Mount Everest of long distance races. Well, the day arrived and I had qualified. And I ran with all my heart. My family had been second in me. And Joanna, the young lady, was waiting for me at the finish line in Durban. Well, I had 14 kilometers to go and I collapsed. I passed out. I woke up in the ambulance. I was taken to hospital. I was put on a drip and I felt totally brokenhearted and crushed. I'd let everybody down. I'll never forget it as long as I live. My family was around the bed with me. That had me on a drip, and who walked into that hospital room? That's right, that beautiful young lady, Joanna. She walked right up to me, she put her arms around me, I'll never forget it. And she said to me, "Uam Angus, Uncle Angus, as far as I'm concerned, you finished the race." Well, a couple of years later, I had the privilege of marrying a couple. A beautiful young bride walked down the aisle, dressed in a wonderful white gown on the arm of her dad. And who was she? That was Joanna. Her husband was waiting for her at the altar, and God undertook. So you see, the Lord's plans are not always your plans and my plans. I wanted to put that medal around her neck and say, "Joanna, you can do it." But the Lord said, "No, Angus, today she's going to do it for you." Well, she's happily married. She's qualified, been to university. She's got two little children. I last heard. God undertakes. Have a wonderful day and don't worry. The Lord is always with those who are brokenhearted. Goodbye.